Oh, Mars. Oh,
whether it's Miyuchad or Ken. Maybe I should give this share.
Yeah, you want to give the share? Besham, I know you want to try. Let's see. Let's see what it's like.
It's really talking through me.
Let's see. Let it give him a shot. Shimon.
Let's go.
Say the Mishnah. Zog the Mishnah.
I don't want to be recorded.
Okay, next.
We're talking about the same shavuch from one went to another. You'll have to tell. Have a lot of walls. One second. Like a hotel.
That's right.
Compartment for every pair.
It's like the Rosh Motel. You know the Rosh Motel, Shimon? You know what that is?
There's a window in each one.
Yeah.
Check in, but you don't check out.
What is this? Muksa. The reason why, because a sulam
that's miyuchad for a roof is muksa. Muksa machmas iser.
I can designate it for use, but that's the reason why
people are going
to
think, right?
A regular sulam is muksa, because a regular sulam is used to do malacha on the roof.
So it's a hammer, right? So you're using the gufa, you're using the machlokes.
The Gemara is going to explain all of these issues.
By the way, when it says mechadra chadarim, that applies even you do it secretly, discreetly. The reason is because light plug, because you're going to come and you're confused and you might do it barabim. Yeah, is that pshat even mechad chadarim? Light plug, because you're not going to be able to differentiate.
There are two dinim in Maris Ayin. There's Maris what other people will think and what you will. There's the din of Maris Ayin for yourself.
That I've never heard.
Whenever it's awesome, mechadre chadarim, the pshat is that you see yourself doing this malacha.
Yeah.
So next year or next time, I remember seeing myself in the malacha. That's what I mean. When you say that it's mutar b'chad v'chadar, that means the whole din v'aris is what other people.
But when it's awesome, then
it means that it's a higher darg of maris ayin. With maris ayin, it's not only mishum achedim. It's also because you yourself might come. You see yourself,
and therefore you might come to do
next
it.
Time. Do it.
He didn't speak it out. By the way, it's really
okay. No.
I have to write in
the godless. The godless is what not to say. They say Rav Shmuel Rozovsky. He spent the whole week preparing the shiur. The shalak wasn't preparing what to say. The whole shiur was what not to say.
Who is this?
Rav Shmuel Rozovsky.
Who was he?
Nay.
What? Was nice
to show. Yeah.
Good tan. Yeah.
What?
Long hair.
Oh,
long
somebody?
Hair. I had a good show.
Oh.
Tanned me.
Wow.
Going to Netanya.
This is many years ago.
Ben Isman, I put on shorts and tanked up. And I met a friend of mine on the bus. About Tshuva. So I'm about Tshuva. Is it Shalom Lech? He says, who are you? He says, it's me, it's Shimon. I said, you know, Ben Isman? I didn't recognize you. I said, oh, sorry. He goes, I want you to know something.
Who's the person?
When you dress like this, you're being my head for many different things that you don't want to do. If you dress like you normally dress, no girl's going
to come up and say hello to you. That's what he said?
No girl's going to come up and say hello to you. Says if you're walking past a store that you shouldn't be going into, and as you walk by, you see your reflection in the window, you have no problem walking in. He was saying that, like you were saying,
Chedre Chadronim is you shouldn't see yourself.
Am I yourself, right? You what you are doing.
But the Stamas of Maris Ayin is what other people are going to see.
Very interesting. I didn't know this.
Two Daragus of Maris Ayin.
Interesting.
Okay, Vaito. So, Dave, Mechle Mechlon, Oysa Shavach, Chedre Chedre Lios, Loy Mechitis Harke, a Shavach has many Mechitis.
Kan Lechol Zug.
Kan Lechol Zug Vizug. There's a Kan Lechol Zug Vizug. There is a nest.
For every
for each compartment has its own nest. Kan lechol zug v'zug v'chaloyim lechol kan v'kan. Okay, the kan is a nest. The nest is for zug, two birds, male and female, and each in a window lechol kan v'kan. So it's in other words,
so that Bisham wasn't choishish.
So the Mishnah Bisham says ein malichin es asulim m'shevach l'shevach, you're not allowed to. Bisham says he's machmer. Bisham is very very machmer. He's extremely machmer. You're not allowed to take the sulam
even
from
if
one
designated, even if it's a,
even though it's miyuchad for the shayvach, and if memela, what's the Maris Ayin? He's very, very machmir.
Are you allowed to use it for the first sulam?
What?
Are you allowed to use it for the first sulam? I assume not.
Oh, so that lechari, yes, you yes, first yes. Sulam. Yeah, you're allowed to go climb up. You're allowed to climb up. Yes, for the.
It's
the,
by chicken coop A.
Yes, yes, yes. Permitted. That is permitted. Yes, that is permitted. Yes.
Doesn't say if you can go up to A.
That's permitted. Beshamai says that is permitted. Beshamai says.
Well, what's permitted?
To go up, not to move it. The sulam is attached to the shevach. You're allowed to ascend the sulam and take down the birds from the shevach. But you're not allowed to take the sulam from this shevach and bring it to a different shevach.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, right in the Gemara. So therefore now the Amar Rav Chanan Bar Ami Machlokes B'Rishus Ram the Risham is now the Gemara Machlokes B'Rishus Ram. I'm going over here on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to be metaltal. There's no din hoitzah on Yom Tov, so there's no shalav hoitzah. B'Rishus Ram the Risham is Sari Haroy Oimer. A person who observes you moving the ladder will say Leotiach Gagal Hutzarich Marasayin. He's moving the ladder. The reason why this fellow is moving a ladder on Yom Tov is because he wants to plaster his roof. And therefore, it's marasayin. They're going to be choyish that it's nevarian.
That's usher to plaster.
Of course, the malach deraisa or be sidl sari shayv choy meichi choy love no. The chicken coop is a proof that he's not coming to plaster his roof. Rashi aroyeshu meili choy oimer lotiach guzerach v'haroyu oisse malach v'yamta lotiach shachar. You're talking like the same betit. Lefi shloy shachayu meshupoy meila asuim kimin tikras ali al aliyah or meshlam shemuchem. The roofs in the time of Chazal were flat.
Right.
Why? Because they would go up to the roof and they would go and they would use it. They would smear something on it.
To make it in a slope.
Make a slight, like in the streets, a very subtle, a very slight incline.
The water goes
so that the water should go down to the side. You get like the streets. It's higher in the center and it's more narrow. It's lower in the sides by the gutter. On the sides, so therefore the water when it rains,
like,
the water
like a shower, wasn't it?
Right, it has to be pitched. It has to be pitched where it goes where the water slides in.
Pitched
where it comes to the center. Shayv chayim next. So Rabbi Shayv Michalav.
The Sila says
it's mechiyach. Shayv chayim Michalav. What does that mean? That shayv chayim is mechiyach. Shayv chayim shall swim mechiyach. Shushumikoshu shall shayv.
Because yeah, but the problem is, what if he sees it in between?
No, so no. No. The ladder. It's not your regular ladder.
It's like you see a
toy. Someone goes around with a
your bunk bed ladder knows you're not
exactly.
Fine.
When the fact the tsura of a ladder of a shevach is distinct,
totally
so fine, no one's right. Going to go think that you're going to go to right. Different. It's different when the right. You have to enter the moment. More when he says shevach mechiyach, it doesn't mean the shevach. It means the ladder of the shevach is mechiyach alav. Right. Let's say it's divrekol mutter. Why? Because there's no marasayin. No one is watching you. The marasayin over here is only bifarhesia, not bitzina. Rashi mutter. Shari ein adam roye. Vaykli mutter. Kasha. Really? Is this really so? But actually, mutter. All my Rabbi Huda, my Rav Kol, Malcolm Shoscham, the marasayin. Also, I feel the bechadur maser. So the Rashi says Rashi.
So we see, not with him. Ain't plug
exactly.
No, when you were giving a different reason
the
for
himself. Right, the Gemara. The Gemara is going to say it.
Yeah.
So the Gemara is looking at Rashi. Rav, Rabbi Yehuda, Rav, the Kosher of Dual Rav, Albagam of Rav, Amoy Rehu, but Mak Shemineh. Even the Rav is an Amoyra. Mak Shemineh, Bibnei Sharaban, Sharaban Shokol Bnei Agoylehi, Bidoira Chutz Mishmo.
And what was his real name? Rav's real name?
Well, I
remember. Rav was just a title, an honorable. What was
No. The Avgav the Rav Amar Rehu Mak Shemineh Mimnei Sharav and Shulam. No, who is his name?
No, that's not his name. According to Shrili, his real name was Rav Abba.
Rav Abba was his real name.
Yeah. He wrote the Zohar Kaddish. What he heard from his revered Rabbi Shimon Chai. He wrote it down. Yeah.
He's
the author.
The Abba, Rabbi Abba is right. This is the author of the Zohar.
I never
knew
this.
Right.
Rav was Rav Abba. Okay.
Rav and Shmuel, the Rav from Rav and Shmuel wrote the Zohar.
Rabbi
no,
Abba,
Rav, Abba. Abba, Rav, who's called Rav. He Rav wrote the Zohar, what he heard from his Rebbe Shimei Chai. Yeah. Now Rebbe Shimei wrote it down. He said Torah, he dictated and he wrote it down.
The Abba comes to Rabbi Boyer, who knows Rashi, even the Rabbi is not Boyer, Mak Shiminei, Mimnei, Sharabon, Shalkoben, Hagoyle, Hoya, Bidoroi, Chutz,
Mishmuel. Shmuel was just as great.
So if, what's the Kash? What's Rashi comes to Bavarn? The Kash over here is, we started with the one over here, Machloikis.
So, for Shmuel, he's saying how great he was, except for Shmuel?
chutz mishmul. Shmuel
was
So it's a kasha on Beis Hillel, right? Because over here we're going to Rosh Hashanah, fine. So therefore, how can you get kasha Beis Hillel? Is that the most kasha? The kasha derav no, the kasha derav ad Rav Chanan. No, we have a steer of people. The Gemara starts with Rav Chanan. Amar Rav Chanan Bar Ami, and we're now coming to ask Rav Chanan Bar Ami on Rav. Ini v'yam Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. So we have a steer between Rav Chanan Bar Ami and Rav. That's the Moris Kasha. We have a stira between Rav Chon Bar Ami and Rav Chon Bar Ami says we're going to
Right,
and
right.
And then that's fine. And then Rav Chon Bar Ami and what does he come to say? Yeah. But let's say it was Berushos Sayochid. It's mutter.
Exactly.
What does Rav say?
No, the Machlek is even
Chadik Chadarim.
Even
so we have a stira between what's the stira between Rav Chon Bar Ami and Rav? So what's Rashi saying? Rashi saying says the Yom Avidum Amar Rav. The kashya derav ad Rav Chonan. There's a kash in Rav and Rav Chonan. Now, the af gavdav derav amayruhu. How can you go make a kash of the Rav is an amayra? Makshe mine.
He's asking how then could he argue with Rav? Why not? Rav is an amayra. So he says no. Rav was the Rav shom kanei goyim. That's what he's asking.
So
it's one amayra gets another amayra.
So megamachleikus.
Yeah.
So what's the big deal?
Because Rav was an exception.
Rav was a higher madrega, and the male. That's why Rav Chonan Bar Ami has no right on the Hilul Rav. Excellent, yeah. Very good, good Gval. See, you clarified. When he comes, you know, when he comes.
No, but it's so punchy. I thought, okay,
fine.
Next.
So the Rav says Tanai.
So he says not a kasha.
Tanai Raisa.
It's not a kasha because everybody's
machlekes,
going for it. Everybody's found their Tana.
Right. Yeah. Here we go. Shoyt Chon V'chama. Are you allowed to lay out? Are you allowed to lay out fruit in the sun? Rash, yeah. Look at Rashi.
I'm talking about Shabbos.
A person gets wet. A person who walks home in the rain and he's soaking wet. Are you allowed to take off your clothing and lie them down on the roof?
No.
To dry off in the sun.
It looks like kibbles that you had just
washed. Marasayin. So shaitcha means to lie them down, bachama in the sun, avaloi keneged ha'am, not in front of the people. Why? That's the sheet of Rav Chanan Bar Ami. That Maris is only Befarhesia. Befarhesia. But Rishon Yachid. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, I used to know it's also. Why is it going to be also? Because they hold that.
You mean even Chadam, yeah.
So therefore, Rabbi Yudamarav is going like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon.
What about the Rashi?
Rashi. That's Rav Chanan Amar Rabbi Ami Vaita. Say, a whole new version of the Gemara. Bar Ami the Beshamai is what's in the Rishus Hayachid? In the Rishus Hayachid, the Beshamai is the Yehuda Amarav. Beshamai says it's osur because they hold that Afilu Bechadrei Chadorim is osur. Or Beisil less the Yehuda Amarav, and that's why Bechadrei Chadorim it's going to be motor. Avo Rishus Haram the Rekol osur. But Bereshus Saram Mechulev Gavi Yosser Leimod comes out Rav Diemek Veshamai Rav that says that Afilu Bechadri Chadam you're coming to that said that Rav is like Beshamai is a Shamute Beshamai is always is not an opinion that we want to say Rav is a sheet that everyone follows Beshamai we always reject. How can you make a machleik between Beshamai and Beis Hillel a machleik between Rav Yehuda Omar Rav and Rav Chon Bar Ami when Rav Yehuda Bar Rav is not going to go like Beis Shammai. We don't pass like Beis Shammai. You can't go make the Gadol Hadol like Beis Shammai. The Gemara says, Tanoi.
Well, I don't understand the problem.
The second version of the Gemara, is Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Is Machlokes between Rav Chon, the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel.
Yeah.
Is the Machlokes between Rav Chonon Bar Ami and Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Mm-hmm. Beis Shammai will be going like Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Or Rav Yehuda Merav goes like Beis Shammai, which means Adar Mishum Amaris Ayin is Asra Afilu Bechedri Chadorim.
Yeah.
And Beis Hillel that says that it's Mutter Bechedri Chadorim is going like Rav Chanan Bar Ami. So what's the problem with doing that? that the Rav Yehuda Merav follows Beis Shammai.
Yeah.
That's a no-no. You don't want to make Rav Yehuda Merav following the Shita of Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai is a Shamuti. He is, because Beis Shammai is, we don't pass like Beis Shammai.
Shamuti means you put someone in Chayram.
No, no, I misspoke. I mean, let's get about that. Beis Shammai is something that we never, it's a rule. This is a rule in the Gemara. This is a klal. A klal in Shas that we don't, that Beis Shammai is a Shita that we don't accept.
Except a few times.
He's rejected. He's Michutz Lamachne. So we how can we make Rav Yehuda Merav follow the sheet of Beis Shammai? So the Gemara says not so simple. This halacha of b'chadrei chadorim, it's not only Beis Shammai. There's another tana, tanoihi. The Gemara explains it's machlekes tanoi. What are we learning? We tell the Rabbi some shoytchan lechama avolugnegadam. That's according to Tanakama. It's b'chadrei chadorim is going to be mutter. And Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, or Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon says it's going to be also. So it comes out that it's not only Beis Shammai. So therefore, what was your kasha? How can Rav Yehuda and Rav go like Beis Shammai? You're right. He's not going like Beis Shammai only. There is another two Tanoim that say the same thing. That Dover, that's also Mishum Maris Ayin, it's also Afilu, the Chedri Chadorim. It's not only Beis Shammai. It's also Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. Good?
Yeah.
Now, Masnis Blaki Atana. The following Mishnah is not going like this Tana. What do we mean? Which Masnis and our Mishnah that makes Machlekes. Our Mishnah that makes Machlekes not going, is an our Mishnah that says when it comes to a ladder, and you're telling me now that Machlekes by ladder is a sugi of Maris Ayin, is going to come out now not like this, like another Mishnah. In other words, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he must be consistent. And if Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he authored all of the Mishnahs, they must follow the same Shita. And here it comes to a sugi of Bechedrei Chadorim, Maris and Bechedrei Chadorim, it's Machlekes, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Right? But then we have a contradiction to another Braisa, to Kiaitana, to a Braisa. I don't know, what's the Braisa, Tanya? Amar Rabbi Yosha ben Elazar, Moidim, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, everyone agrees, Shemalichin, Es Asulam, Mishoivach, Leshoivach. Everyone agrees that you're allowed to move a ladder from one Shoivach to another Shoivach. To return the ladder. So we have a kasha. Our Mishnah says that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue, are you allowed to move? This is a general question. Beis Shammai says, are you allowed to move the ladder from Shavuot Shavach? And another Braisa says, everyone agrees that you're allowed to move the ladder. The Machlag says, are you allowed to return the ladder? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, a regular ladder that you go up to the roof. Then everyone agrees that then there's going to be Maris.
Bring it Ayin. To be Maris.
Then the Direko Aser. It's Aser to be Machzir. So
to bring it also.
Oh, even to take it. Well, what does Rashi say? Al Shali Aser Da Hu Vade Amar Latich Gagu Hu Tzach. It's Aser right. Hold this. Even to bring it. Rabbi Dois Aimer Matel Michal Lachaloin. He holds
that
you're allowed to go lean it over. You're allowed to tilt it from one window to another window. Acherim, Omer Mishum Rabbi Doisa.
That's Rameir, right?
Acherim is Rameir, correct? Mishum Rabbi Doisa. Medadin boy. What is he medadin boy? Rashi. You can jump with it. You can jump with it. In other words, don't carry it. Don't carry it before Hesia.
You can hop on the ladder and move it.
Hop on the ladder and jump on the hop on the ladder to cause the ladder to move from place to place. You're not allowed to pick it up. In other words, don't carry it behind you. Carry
pivot.
It. Carry it. What?
Do it
like a klachayad.
What is it called?
No, I don't call it. We'll see how he doesn't say. He doesn't
call klachayad.
He doesn't say klachi. He just medad and achloin rachol ve'in rosh asul and magish and rabbi medad and rachol shal sulam ba'atmai. He just says pop. You tap with the ladder to get what it needs to do.
Not the top.
What?
With his feet on the bottom of the ladder.
You hop with him, whatever this means. That's it. Just we're making a statement. The our Mishnah is not like there's a Braisa. In other words, the machlok is exactly where Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagree. And in the Braisa, there's also the Shit of Abidosa. And there's
so what's the pshat?
Nothing, like just telling some, this happens. You have Braisas, which are different opinions as to what the machlok is. Our Mishnah learns, according to what we've learned, at least until this point in time. Until this point, we have learned, according to Beis Shammai, our Mishnah learns the machlok is Beis Shammai still tells you, lechatchila allowed to move the ladder to begin with. Are you allowed to move the ladder to be able to head you? And period. But this Braisa, everyone agrees that you're not allowed to move the ladder lehed you because of Marasayan. The most we can let you, the machloikas is...
If it's miyuchat to for a god.
Everyone agrees that you are allowed to move a ladder that's meant for a shayvach. There's no Marasayan. Because a ladder that's meant for a shayvach, that's meant for a shayvach. Everyone knows that you're not coming. There's no maris, and you're not coming to go.
There's a problem, maris.
You're not. The only machlokes when it comes lahachzir to return it. Let's just see Rashi. Rashi says mastiz nigtani b'halacha sulam peligi. The key word in the top Rashi is word b'halacha. Our mission says the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is the machlokes in the word halacha. Are you allowed to transport the ladder for the very first time from place to place?
Yeah.
Lav ki aitana diktani b'chilocha modu. Everyone agrees that you're allowed to move it. Mimid sarach yam tefi. That's the yisoy that comes out again and again. It's really the third time. The third time we came across this yisoy in the last 2 days is that the inyan of simchas yam tef zegois zach. Simchas yam tef chazal are very lenient when it comes to simchas yam tef. The machlokes is, and that's why there's no shaila. We're gonna look away from the issue of maris ayin. It's going to be overridden by the koyach teheter of Simchas Yom Tov.
Yeah.
And therefore, you don't have to worry about Marasayin. So when there is a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the machlokes is lahachzir. Are you allowed to return the ladder to the original place?
Right.
And what is the machlokes of lahachzir? What is the shaila of Marasayin? Not mochach. Tiltul shalat tzarech l'chayr. Isn't there a shat tzarech? There's a whole big machlokes. Are you allowed? Are you tiltul shalat tzarech on Yom Tov? What are you moving it back for? I don't know. The Gemara doesn't say at this moment. Maybe we'll see. So what? Why do you have to go? Are you allowed to take your garbage cans back? When you take out the garbage on Yom Tov, are you allowed to take the garbage cans back? You're allowed to take the garbage out to the street. Graf shel rei.
Right.
When the sanitation takes away the garbage, are you allowed to return the garbage cans to the side of the house?
Shiloh.
No,
right,
you're not.
Right, right, exactly.
You're not.
Right.
Why not? It's muksa. So is it muksa? Are the garbage cans muksa? Graf shel rei allows you to take the garbage out to the house.
Right.
But it's still muksa. It's a heter in muksa. You're not allowed to take it back. Okay, I don't know the answer.
No, it doesn't have to do with muksa. It's you carry shloi l'tzayrach on Yom Tov. For example,
you're
rule of an asterisk.
Yeah.
Some doesn't have a wife and kids. You know, some that lives by himself.
Really. A bocha.
Is he allowed to take it back home?
That's all shaila. Are you allowed to take your machlokes? Yes, by Rosh Hashanah. Are you allowed to take your machlokes home with you?
From mincha, you're allowed to take it home?
Are you allowed to take it home?
You could do an arma. You go home and you look at it. You look at something
okay,
like this.
That's a heter. So it's a machlokes. Many people
keys.
Say,
what about keys?
Oh, are you allowed to take? Are you mechuyev to take off only the key that you need? You have a key ring. No one has keys anymore today. Today it's all in the mind.
So you're telling me you mean a bunch of...
Yeah, you have a key ring. Are you mechuyev to take off only the key that you need? And you're not allowed to walk to shul with a whole cluster of keys. Player. What?
You now leave the ring, even people say.
Just the key, not the ring. Just
the key, right.
So there are many places that are matir. Not because to take back the machzor, because it's going to get lost. You're not going to have yishev adas. It's going to get lost. Same thing. It's going to get lost. Someone's going to move it around. They're going to damage it. It's going to get lost. And the key ring also. There are many employees that say, listen, to take off the key off your key ring, you're going to get confused with this keys and that keys and this and that. Okay, it's not a lechatchila. Obviously, take it off.
The people do take
the whole key ring.
The whole key ring with the other keys.
Because
the car.
It's necessary.
Oh,
it's,
that
also.
The car.
It's because if you're going to tell the person to take off the key, it's going to shter him. So the whole key ring becomes the yishev adas. Is a very important thing. Don't underestimate the value of yishev adas. If you tell a person, okay, it's Yom Tov now, only take off the key that you need and leave all the other keys there, you get very disturbed. You know, like they're a set. They all go together. Yeah. You take off one key. Yeshiva Das is a very choshev zach. Don't be mazalzel in Yeshiva Das. If you have a machzef, I can't take my machzef. I'm not gonna have a mincha. I'm not having mincha. I'm gonna have mincha local, my local shtiebel. I walked very, very far to go daven shachris, and I finished shachris and musaf, and now it's Rosh Hashanah, and I'm gonna daven mincha local. So I have to leave my machzer in shul. I'm gonna have no yeshiva das. I'm not gonna. When am I gonna be able to go back and get my machzer tomorrow, the next day?
So there's such a hetter.
Yeah, definitely. There is lechatchila. Yes. I have no doubt about this. I saw this in the Avnei. Where did I see this? In his sefer Felder. I have right over
like
Felder.
There's a hetter. You make sure when you go home, you know.
Okay, that's a good thing to do. I think Felder. He's a big pesach in Lakewood, the biggest pesach.
Related to the Felder who sure got burnt down. In Bar Park?
I don't know. It was a very big place. He put out this here on Moad. He put out some. I'm Kama positive. He writes there. He goes to the Rashidis. Lechatchila, obviously, no. Lechatchila, no. But you can't have tainus on the person that wants to be Mekel. Don't underestimate the value of Yeshiva Das. It's Simchas Yomtev. You start making a person crazy, you'll go crazy.
Yeah.
So what are you looking at me like that for?
No,
you don't appreciate the head of Yeshiva Das?
I think it's something real. Like I as an istness, shower and Shabbos very.
What?
Like as an istness for a shower and Shabbos, shower and Yantif, or washing yourself in Yantif.
Whose phone is
so it says pun the other regular, but not called Gufa.
Right, you do regular.
Yeah.
A shower. That's a whole different shala.
That's something else.
I can't take a shower in Yom Tov anymore. I never really did that because I have now what's called instant hot. Not instant. What is it called? It's called tankless.
Tankless.
Tankless. So you can't do it. The plumber told me for another few hundred dollars he'll make it. He can make it in a way that you can use it on Yom Tov.
Nee.
I said. Enough money. Ad kan.
Okay. Bnei Reb Chia. Yeah.
Weiter them over here. So we go back. So I don't know. Rashi does not explain over here. Not at least say what is the Shiloh? What's the machlekes, the lumbus of the machlekes? But Shammai still with taking it back. Okay, we know taking it is a Shiloh Marasayin. Taking it back, what's the Shiloh Marasayin? Maybe it's Marasayin. I don't know. Let's go back to the Gemara. Weiter in the Gemara, fine.
They
went to the city. Okay, they went out. They went out for a shpatzir, Rashi. They went out. When did they go on Yom Tov?
They went out to the park.
They went to the villages to see their fields to inspect. On Yom Tov, I lost the place of one second. Sulam Likriyas. They wanted to survey what's going on Yom Tov itself, yeah? Fine. Kiyos, when they came back, do anything special happen?
Their father asked
them. Amulu told him, yes, Sulam, yeah, we had a Shiloh. It was Shiloh Sulam Bo Liodenu Vihitar Nuhu. There was a mice of a Sulam. We had a Shiloh. Are you allowed to go take us from place to place? And we were mat. So nice is a Shiloh. Are you allowed to move a Sulam from one shevach to another shevach? A person wants to get some birds for shchita. He wants to shech some birds for lunch, for a seuda, and to get up to the shevach, he needs a ladder.
We're talking about a sulam that's designated for the roof.
No.
Look what Rashi says.
Sulam, cholochas sulam shalalis. That's what I was explaining. What exactly is the case? What's the case? What kind of sulam? Let's see. Sulam, Rashi doesn't say what kind of sulam is in this Rashi so far. Oh, you're right. This guy's always right. Spooky. He always gets me on every little thing. Ulam shalaliyah. Sulam shalaliyah. He doesn't miss. This guy doesn't miss a dat. This guy is unbelievable. Okay, there was a. This is a shayla of muksa. Okay, yeah. This is a Shiloh of not a Shiloh of Marasayin.
Basically,
there were more. It's not muksa because it's even if you hold it, it's muksa. It's muksa machmas. If it would be muksa, it would be machmas iser.
But
letzorch gufa in the koymai.
What's the letzorch gufa in the koymai?
To get the bird.
I want to
shecht a bird to eat a Yom Tov. Oh, that's the only problem. A problem. That's the only problem.
What?
The saying Marasayin, Mara is the only problem. It's like money. Money is not everything, Shimon. It's the only thing.
So Amulah had.
So Amulah Sulam. Bol Yadav Yadav. Amulah Halam Tzu go out. Amulah Tzu v'Ashru Mashi Yitartim. You made a mistake. You told Kindalach. You made a big mistake. Go back to where you came from. Go find the people you told them. Tell them that you possibly broke Allah. Shloikadin. Inu Savo. So what did the children, the Kindalach of Rabbi Chiya, what were they thinking? And what did the father tell him is correct? Inu Savo. They thought the Midikah Amar Rabbi Chiya Besulam Shalaliya Leplegi. There's no machlaikis by Yisum Shalaliya.
That's awesome.
That it's going to be awesome. Michlal. Tanakama Savar. Savar Plegi. So since Rabbi Yehuda says, it was only Rabbi Yehuda that says, it's machlaikis. That Rabbi Yehuda says that everyone agrees by Yisulam Shalila, everyone agrees that it's going to be, they argue, they don't argue. Then the Bar Plugta of Rabbi Yehuda holds, even there they do argue, Beshamai and Beisulam. What does Beisulam say? It's mutter.
Right.
And we go like Beisulam. So the Sulam Shalila, living with the Tanaka, and Pligi. And Beisulam holds in the mutter. Veloyi, that's a tohus. It's a mistake. Why? Well, Rabbi Yehuda, no, Rabbi Yehuda is not coming to be choylik on the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda is coming to be mazbe, the lundis of the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda, time of the Tanakama come first. And the Mela, everyone, Lamaskana, everyone agrees, Lesman, the Polig, and this bride, so everyone agrees that a Sulam, Shalali, Kuliam, Lopligi is going to be Osir. Why is it going to be Osir? Because Maris, Ayin. Where is the Machlaikis, a Sulam, Shal Shoivach? Because the Sulam Shal Shoivach, everyone's.
Yeah, but you just said before the Tanakam doesn't learn like that.
No, that's their mistake. The Bnei Rabbi Chiya thought that when Rabbi Yehuda made a statement that we're dealing that everyone Sulam Shal Kuliyam Lo Plegi is going to be awesome.
Right.
Rabbi Yehuda is coming. They thought it's coming to be choilek on the Tanakam.
Yeah.
So Tanakam holds that the machlekes between Meshamai and Meisila is a Sulam Shal Aliyah.
Right.
And Meisila holds its mutter.
But in reality,
in mutter. So Rabbi Chiya told him, his children, you're making a mistake. Rabbi Yehuda is not coming to be choilek on the Tanakam. He's coming to explain the Tanakam. That everyone agrees that Sulam Shal Aliyah is also.
Yeah.
And the machlekes is a Sulam Shal Shoivach.
I
there's no machlaikis. The children thought
it,
that there's machlaikis. No
machlaikis.
See, this is the Musa Haskell and the Machshava, is that the younger generation, they're always looking to make machlaikis. And I'm talking serious var now. The younger generations, the young people, the hot-headed, they're always looking to make machlaikis. The older generation, people get old, they mellow, and you want to make shalom. You want to make shalom. Why do you have to? Everything has to be machlaikis. Elu, you hear the Vart Shimon? He's smiling. You see, he's smiling. He likes this. He likes the Vart. Okay, go tell Shuli. Go tell this to Shuli. We always say in the Shir. Did Shuli say this in the Shir? We're competing with Shuli over here. Veloyi, hear the Vart of Shul Zev. What do you say about that Vart? What do you say about the Vart? I like, we once said to me, not bad for a Litvak. I told Machasid Shavart, not bad for a Litvak.
Next.
Veloyi. Rabbi Yehuda, time Rabbi Tana comes to come first. My, how do you know this? How do you know that he's coming to be mas with the time the lomdis? The machlokes is my. Militani malichenes asulam b'mishav l'shavach. You're allowed to move the ladder. Every time I say the word so, I think we're learning the Zohar. Every time the sulam is the parish and the Zohar. We have a whole Zohar over here. I learn every night when you go away. I learn the Zohar over here when no one's watching. The sulam is the Zohar. Midtani, it says Malikhines Asulam Mishav Shaivach. It says that they're allowed to Musum Shalzah. Isakadat and Sulam Shalaliya Pligi. What do you mean you're moving it from one Shaivach to another Shaivach? You're moving the Sulam from the fire truck to your house, to the Shaivach. What do you want to go do? You want to go get some birds to shecht. So you have a, so where's your sulam? In your garage. So you're moving the sulam from your garage to the shayvach. What do you mean shayvach to shayvach? How do you mean shayvach to shayvach? Because that's like a bunk bed ladder. Everyone knows there's no marasayin. That's the machlekes. But when it comes to a sulam shal aliyah, this is marasayin. What?
Shal shayvach in is to or from?
It says molichen mishayvach l'shayvach. Where is the ladder position? This expression, you're allowed to move a ladder from one shayvach to another. So where did it start out?
Right.
Where did the sulam start out? Shayvach number one. So what does that indicate? That this ladder is a ladder that is miyuchad right. for a shayvach. Because
right.
if this ladder was miyuchad to go onto the roof,
the
so then take it, then you miyuchad the sulam from the garage to the shayvach. What about the other approach? The children, the Bnei Rabbi Chiya, they originally wanted to say there's a machloikis, and therefore the kash now they have to defend. How come they you want to say it's a machloikis? So then when it says the word sulam means the sulam of your garage, of the roof. How then do they explain the term mishavach shayvach v'idach? Mi katani sulam shel shayvach. What are you talking about? If you are right that this sulam, yes. If you're right that this sulam is mamas sulam shel shayvach, then it should say sulam. It says shel shayvach. If this ladder, the fact that it is mi shayvach le shayvach, it means the sulam just it's a sulam in the aliyah, which happens to be on the shayvach. Because you had dinner last night. So for dinner, you went and you took birds.
So you left it there.
And then you need another more birds. Even many. So what do you? So has anybody even a kav? That's a shvar nusach. This is a shvar nusach. What does Rashi say? Mishayvach Rashi. Mishayvach.
Mishayvach.
I'm looking at Rashi. I'm reading the Rashi. Rashi. Dibra masal mishayvach l'shayvach katani.
One second. Yeah.
So the Rashi is coming to answer the card. It's coming to explain the difficulty. Ula olam b'shal aliyah. Really, the ulam is.
I don't have it. Where?
Rashi dibra maslo mishayvach l'shayvach.
Mishayvach l'tani. Yeah.
Ula olam b'shal aliyah. Really, it's an ulam shel aliyah. Ulus ashminan diolichenu mi'aliyah l'shayvach rishayin. Omenu l'kama shayvach. So he's coming to answer the Gemara's nusach. He's saying a tremendous chiddush. Ulmali mikol kasef ef shel amrei. He's saying a whole husband in the Gemara. He's saying that this nusach is that the chiddush is you can move the ladder.
Yeah, shevich l'shevich is not lav dafka a ladder.
It's not, yeah, but it doesn't answer the kasha. So why then does it say mishevich l'shevich? It should say malichnes asulam l'shevich. So what does the Gemara answer? No. If it meant mamish of a shevich, it should say asulam shel shevich. Doesn't say shel shevich. It says mishayvach l'shayvach. Thank you very much. It doesn't answer the question. It doesn't answer the question. So what? The Gemara gave an answer. The fact, if it really meant a sulam shel aliyah, a sulam shel shayvach, it should have said sulam shel shayvach. So what did it say? It says mishayvach l'shayvach. Excuse me, you have not answered the question. If it really means a sulam shel aliyah, it should say it the way it is.
Sulam shel aliyah. Malichin
es hasulam l'shayvach. Malichin es hasulam to a shayvach. Why does it say mi shayvach l'shayvach? So you tell me, oh, it's not so bad. It didn't say sulam shel shayvach. Okay, very nice. It didn't say shel shayvach, but it's.
Why did it say shayvach?
So the answer is telling you a chiddush that you're allowed to move the ladder multiple times. You may be misled to think. It started by the what? By Ali in the garage.
Right.
Yes. No, he said that's exactly the point. That's exactly the point. That Simchas Yom Tov, we're not concerned with Marasayim.
According to Basilo.
According to Basilo. Exactly. Right. According to Basilo, we're not concerned with Marasayim. Simchas Yom Tov. What are you being? Look at this guy. He's a Litvak.
He's
a chilgra. A chosna Litvak. A chosna appreciates Simchas Yom Tov. He doesn't appreciate. He's a Litvak.
That was their mistake.
I want my food ready made.
What?
That was the mistake of Rukhiya's children.
Right. So, but you have to answer. He's saying there's a bigger chiddush. The chiddush is that you're allowed to go take the sulam from the bayis to the shayvach number one,
right.
And shayvach number one to shayvach number two.
Right.
That's why it says mishayvach l'shayvach to be mechadish. You're allowed to move the sulam multiple times. Right. So therefore, it's a perfect nusach. If it would say you take the sulam from the bayis l'shayvach only once, adkan dayenu. Marasayin. Marasayin. Mishayvach l'shayvach means from the bayis to the shayvach and then shayvach l'shayvach multiple times. See, he doesn't understand Simchas Yom Tov. He is, this is a chassid, you understand? It's a litvak, out the litvak. But at least he learned about the sulam. It was the zayah, but I was the zayah.
You know who wrote the sulam? Ashlag.
Who?
Ashlag was his last name.
Ashlag?
Sounds like a nice car.
Ashlag, yeah. I know the descendant, Ben Achaben.
Maybe after my wish, learn the Zayah. We have a Zayah. Daphne means Zayah.